Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, and the last thing that we learned was the Maimer of Shmuel, that there's a number of different things that Shutvim, the relationship of Shutvim, first of all, we discussed, of course, what was Negea, was that Shutvim are Machzikim Zalze, but now, Agav, we want to talk about the other things that Shmuel spoke about. So, secondarily to Machzikim, he also said that they're Me'idim Zelazeh and that they're Nasim Shemre Socha Zelazeh. So first of all, the Me'idim Zelazeh is very disturbing. Asks the Gemara Me'idim Zelazeh, how could they be Me'idim Zelazeh if they are Nogea Be'iduta? Am I? Nogein Be'iduta? And obviously, if one is made on the other one, if assuming now that there's still Shutafim, in other words, that means that there was no Chalukah. If there was no Chalukah, then whatever comes out of this tvi'ah against the shutafot is from both of them. So how could one possibly be made on the other one? He's protecting his own thing. So that's not that's not kosher edus. Says the Gemara, you're right. The only way that it would work is ach b'mayaskinan de katav le'dinu devarim ein li al sadezo, that he has to actually sign off his rights from the field, because otherwise, if he doesn't, so then enochinami is negei be'edusa. Says the Gemara, so what? Even if you write that, that does not give any rights to anybody to say, I will not assert my rights. That doesn't change anything. It's like a promise, biyama. It has no legal validity at all. Doesn't it say in the Brayta of Atani, Omer l'chaveiro, dinu devorim, ein li asada zo, or ein li esek ba, I have no claims against this field, or I have no business with it, or yadai mesula kote mena. I get keeping hands off. No, not clue. It doesn't have any validity. How come am I asking? It's talking about over here that he went and he actually made a kinyan to give the other person whatever rights he would have. So now that means that he's out of it. So he's now completely a non-nogea, he's like a completely disinterested party. Yeah, that's all. He was just kind of all of his rights. Says the Gemara, but still, it still doesn't help. Because there's another problem. Even if kanu miyodo mayhavi, hare ma'amida bifnei ba'al choval. Let's say that this guy has, and of course, the Bezdin doesn't have to know that this is the case. It's enough to be cheshesh to understand that there's an advantage that could very well be accruing to this guy by giving this testimony. He's already a negiah. We can't accept an aid unless we know him not to be negiah. Now, this is a very suspicious situation, because if this guy had a loan that was due against him, it was due against his chelek of the shutafut. So even if now he gives over his rights to the shutafut, if Lamaisa, this person, comes now to collect, he's going to collect from what was available to collect from. So the original field had been leaned to him. If that field is not going to remain in the hands of the Shutaf, and somebody else's claim is going to be recognized, and therefore it's not his, then the loan holder is going to come after him. So obviously it's in his benefit to testify that the field really did belong to us, and I gave it to this guy, and so on. So how could we possibly accept his testimony? Because is that not considered to be the classic case? The Amar Ravin Bar Shmuel Mishmeidu Shmuel. This is Shmuel himself who said this. That Hamoicher Sadele Chaveiro, even Shalom Achrayut, Ein Meidlo Mipnei Shema'amida Bifnei Baal Chovo. We'll discuss what Achrayut is meant. So if now you sell a field to somebody else, and now it's out of your hands. So when you sell it, even Shalom b'achrayut, which means that if Lamaisa there's a tviya against this field, that tviya is not going to come back to you, because you said to the guy, "Look, I'm selling it to you as is. If there's any pre-existing liens, it's your problem, not my problem. So if they take it away from you, it's not my fault." In that case, he cannot be made on it, even though it's entirely not his. Why not? Because Lamaisa, ultimately, somebody who wants to collect is going to collect from it. So that means over here, someone will collect from it. Answers the Gemara, the case over here would have to be the kabel olay achrayut. It's talking about in a case where there was a kabalat achrayut. So if there was a kabalat achrayut, the shutaf was mekabel from the other shutaf. When I give it away to you, makes no difference to me one way or the other. Because lamais, if they take it away from me, I'm going to anyway end up having the bill to pay. It's just the bill, instead of being to the original loan holder, is going to be to you. So what's it up to me to me? If it was shalom b'achrayut, then indeed I'm a nogea beidut. Because then if somebody has a lien on this field, so then they collect it from this field. If it's shalom b'achrayut, the lien's not going to come back to me from you, and therefore I just saved myself $100,000. But if anyway I have achrayut on it, so then lamaisa, it makes no difference to me who I'm going to owe the money to. And that's what we're talking about over here. So it's talking about it was makabel achrayut. When you say achrayut, you mean who? Achrayut the man. I mean, if you're talking about the name achrayut the alma, if you're saying he accepts achrayut against a third party's tfi'ah that he was the real owner of the field, so then it's even worse. So koshikein the nechalei. And obviously he wants to prove that it was his field, because then that's the whole bill is because of that achrayut. That's insane. That can't be the case. It's talking about over here, achrayuti atyalei machmate. There's another seat over here. It's talking about, okay, let me sit here. It's talking about an achrayut that would come, take the big thing out of the circle, please. It's talking about an achrayut that would come directly from him, because there was a lien against it. So if there's a lien against it, so then he's saying, indeed, it's going to come back to me anyway. But obviously, if he's saying, I'm going to protect my gift to you, so then, David, you want to sit over here? Oh, you have a seat? Or you could sit over there if you like. Sorry. Okay, so then we have clearly the case is in mind. In a case where I need to protect myself from the tfi'ah of a third party against this field, there's no way that I can ever be made on it. That's obvious. Because then if the bill's going to come to me, then that's the only way that I'm going to save myself money, is by lying that it is mine and not the other guy's. So of course I'm the Gebedis. If I gave it to the guy and I didn't accept now any achrayut, so then I also can't be made. Because in that case, if there's a lien that I had created by taking out a loan, so now I'm not going to get the bill if the loan holder collects the field. Masha Inkein, if he doesn't collect the field, the only place he has to go is to me. So obviously I'd like him to be able to collect the field and protect it against another claim. So the only case where Shmuel would be talking about is where I'm guaranteeing it, not against other people, I'm guaranteeing it against loans that I took out that created liens, where over there I'm going to have to pay one way or the other. So in other words, you already ate from before. Right? Yeah. Because that way makes no difference to me. If the field is in fact going to be taken, I'm going to pay the bill. If the field isn't taken, I'm paying the bill. So what's the difference? So Mimelein, that's the case he was referring to where he's not an Ogea Be'idut. Says the Gemara, the question is, v'chi misalek nafshe minei, mi mistalek? You're saying that by removing myself from being an interested party, I can become now a person who is nonetheless accepted, because even though I said that you were involved and you gave it, and that's not the point. By the way, I just should mention to you that usually in these cases we have a problem of tar'omet. In other words, even if I'm not going to have to pay the bill, the guy's going to be furious at me. So what about the tar'omet issue? Why didn't the Gemara just use that as the taina? Okay, but even so. So Tosh says the case would have to be with a person that I gave my zchuyot to knows the truth. So in other words, they don't have tar'omet. They're saying, we also know that this is the matzav. Okay, so then it's not a tar'omet issue. Then we have to find out what the issue would be, which of course is very likely the case, being as we're dealing here with the shutaf. Ask the Gemara, can't... It should be enough to avoid tar'omet, should be enough to make me a nagah. Says the Gemara, but can you really make yourself a disinterested party? V'atanya, b'nei ir shenignav sefer Torah shalayim. So you have a city. Somebody steals the sefer Torah from the town's Beit HaKnesset. Ein danin b'dayanei ota ir ve'ein mevi'in ra'ayah me'ansher ota ir. None of the dayanim in the town can be dayanim here, because they're obviously all no geah, since the sefer belongs to all. And no one in town can serve as a witness. And im ita, if lamaisa you hold that you can create a subsequent disinterest on your part, even though lechatchila you were interested, and Tosus points out that there is oftentimes where the psula is beguf, the edim have to be cherim mitchila v'atzoif. So to change the status of an aid who initially was an inappropriate aid is usually impossible. So why here is it possible? So Tosus is machalik between an interest, which is something external. It's not that there's some psul in your edus. It's just that because you're involved, we can't believe your edus. If you take away that, yes. Problem is over here, if you say that it's possible to create an ex post facto lack of interest for the aid, so then why can't we simply come along, v'imita, if this is true, lisalka betreminayu v'lidayne. Let two people in town be misalik their rights to the Sefer Torah, be makne it to others, and then they now become disinterested parties. Says the Gemara, a Sefer Torah is different. A Sefer Torah is the Lishmiya Koy. What's the Shach say? I misalik my rights. We're not talking about financial rights. We're talking about interest. I don't have interest that my city should have a Sefer Torah. What's the Shach to say? I'll be misalik myself. So over there, since it's for Shemiya, and I can't be misalik myself, that there's not going to be any shmi of the Sefer Torah, so therefore, there's no way to make me a disinterested party. Tashma. Okay, what about this case? Ha'omer tenu mana levnei iri. Ein danin b'dayanei oto ha'ir ve'ein mevi'in ra'ayah me'anshei oto ha'ir. Let's say somebody gives a donation to the charity fund of such a city, and then let's say he dies. Now they're trying to sue the estate for the donation that he made. Happens quite often, actually. So no one in that town can be a dayan or an aid in the case, which doesn't make any sense. If you hold that you can lamaisa, take yourself out of it, so then am I? Lisalko betre nafshayu. Why can't we have two people now that take themselves out of the issue? V'lidayne. So they won't be nene from it. No. How can I be sefer Torah? When it says over here he gave charity to the city, it means that he gave it for purposes of a Sefer Torah. Okay, well, what about this? How about if it says beferish? This is for the poor. You still and therefore, why not? So let me, first of all, what do you think this means? I understand. The dayanim aren't the ones, aren't the poor. So what does it have to do with them? So the aniyim are going to be the ones that are nene, but the dayanim are poor. Why would that be? So what it means, that's ein danim be'adayane aniyeota here, obviously. It's got to be talking about over here interested parties. Who are the aniyim that are going to benefit from it? And ein mevim raya from otayir, meaning me'aniye otayir. Why, says the Gemara, amai? Here too we could say, listalku betre nafshayo v'lidayne. Why can't two of the people give away all their rights to the funding that came in from this, and then they should be disinterested parties? They agree not to accept any of the proportion of the funding that was given to Aniyim from this. Says the Gemara, you know what? It's got to be talking about a Sefer Torah. Oh, come on. So it says Aniyim. That's true. But am I called Aniyim? I call it till Sefer Torah. Aniyim. What does an Ani mean? An Ani means somebody who needs something that knew. There's somebody who doesn't need the Sefer Torah. So everybody in town is an Ani vis-a-vis the Sefer Torah. That's what it means. For the benefit of the poor people who need a Sefer Torah to read. Which is all of us.
How would they bring that as a riot? We just said before that you
can't. It's a different, we're not. So that's our answer.
But one can't separate oneself from the need of a Sefer Torah.
Right.
So how can they suggest now?
Because that's the answer. That's why we can't suggest now, because we're talking about a Sefer Torah.
They would even think to bring that.
But we thought it wasn't talking about an ani. A sefer Torah. It meant a regular ani. That's the answer, is that it's the same thing that we said before, right? The ibay dema. You know what? I take that back from you. You could say like this, that actually it means exactly what it says. Golem kidiktani. Aniyim mamash. It's referring to straight out aniyim. But it's talking about aniye deramu alayim. These are aniyim that the city is responsible for. So therefore, if this guy's money comes in, so he's saving me, the dayan, money. Because otherwise I'm going to have to give money. So this way, there's somebody who gave money to the charity fund, so I don't have to give the money. What's the case? If everybody has a specific amount of money that they're supposed to be giving, so all you need to do is have two people pay up. Two people pay up, and now they say, okay, so it's not going to save us any money. We pay, no matter what. So let two people pay. Late for Beit Shrei Minayu. My dekayitzlu v'ledainu. Why can't two people pay up and let them be the dayanim or let them be the edim? Ella, it must be achmai eskinan delokitzlu. It's talking about that lamaisa. It's all ad hoc according to need, and this, no matter what you do, is going to remove the need. So my middle, there's never going to be an assessment against you. So how are you going to avoid that? What the end result is going to be is going to have to take into consideration your tax base is going to be affected. Your tzedakah tax base will be affected by how much money this organization sent to your city. So there's no way for you to get out of that. V'bayit ema, liyolam dekitzuk, might even be talking about, even in a case where people do give a certain amount of tax that's defined, there's still no way to get out of it. Let's say you go ahead and you pay. You're telling me that you don't have an interest that there should be a broader base support for aniyim so that they're not going to come back next week with some new idea that they need. There's no possible way to avoid your having an interest in that. And therefore, kivan de ravach, everybody is happy for the aniyim ya'ir to have a broader base support. Now, the next thing that Shmuel said was, the first one was machzikim zalza, the second was me'idim zalza, and the third one was nasim shomrei sachar zelazeh. So now, the assumption is that what we're talking about over here is that because each one of the shutafim is basically involved in the property as a whole, so now when I am, let's say, I'm sitting over on the northern side of the property and I notice that this guy's animal is wandering around, so I take care of it, bring it back in, make sure it's taken care of. Meanwhile, on the south side, we're out of my sight, the other guy's there, he notices one of my animals. So Lamai said, this is all basically tit for tat. Since it's tit for tat, basically it's payment. The tit for tat is payment. It doesn't have to be cash. So his shmira is payment for my shmira. The problem with that is that by definition, that potters you from all chiyuv. Why? Because it's shmira b'balim. And the Torah says, ba'alav enimo shalem yishalem. But if ba'alav imo, lo yishalem. No. So if that's the case, how we explain this? It's shmira b'balimi. And so it says Beferish in the Torah that Shmira Bebalim is Potter, and over here Baalav is Imo. Omer of Papa, you don't understand the case. The case is not in a typical day. It's talking about where there was an arrangement in which one person takes responsibility for today, and another person takes responsibility for the other. Everybody takes responsibility for alternate days. So therefore, it's talking about Shmor li hayom, v'ani Shmor lecha lemachar. Now, this, by the way, raises a lot of problems with the sugya back in Bava Metzia. Because in Bava Metzia, we came out that Shmira Babalim was based on the definition of the transaction, not on what was going on at that moment. So this should now satisfy the requirements of Shmira Babalim. Therefore, there's a lot of discussion, both in the Rishonim and the Achronim, about why it is that Shutafut is different. An arrangement of Shutafut is always considered to be not that the act of Shmira happens now, and we're defining it now, and we define it once forever as Shmira, in which case it will always be Shmira Babali. It's that each time it happens, it's now a new Shmira, which is happening today, which has not been defined at the time of the Shmira. In Shutafut, specifically. And therefore would not be Shmira Babali. But anyway, this is one of the cases of Divrei Torah, Shirim Bakom Acher, because this lends a whole new dimension, which we didn't have this information above Metzia, to the way in which Shmira Babalim works. Tana Rabbanan. Machalo bayit, machalo sadeh, ein me'id lo alea mipnei she'achrayuto alav. This is a strange brayta. Brayta says, if you sell somebody a house or a piece of real estate, a field, so then getting back to the question of this nogea be'edut, there's no way that you can be made, because you are the one who are achrayi. So in other words, what it seems to be talking about is a case where the person gave achrayut on the sale. Therefore, if a third party comes and claims that it was really his field, so then you can't be made that it wasn't, because if it do, then you're going to have to pay the money that the guy had given you for it. So obviously, you are a very interested party indeed. On the other hand, if machalo para, or machalo talit, me'id lo aleo, mipnei she'en achrayuto alav. Now, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, if the issue is achrayut, it has nothing to do with whether it's real estate or whether it's betatulim. I mean, just say, in a case where something of any kind, whether it's real estate or chattel, whether it was sold with achrayut, ain't me'id alav. If it's sold without achrayut, so then me'id alav. But I mean, why make it dependent on what it is? Es the Gemara, so then maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What indeed would be the possible nafkamina? Omer of Sheshes. Reisha, you have a mistake. The Reisha is actually not talking about where the guy who'd made the sale is the problem about being made. If it's the guy who made the sale, so then enochinami. There would never be any difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. It's a fascinating case in which it's talking about the guy who is ultimately going to have a claim against this karka cannot be made. And what's the case? The case is that Reuven takes a field from Shimon illegally. Now, Shimon is going to go ahead now and try to recover his field. Meanwhile, Reuven goes and he sells it to Levi. Now, a third party comes along completely out of the blue and claims that it's his, that it's none of the above field. So Shimon wants to come along. Now, Ata Yehuda v'kom ma'areh. Yehuda is ma'areh on the ownership of the field. So now Shimon, who may have an interest, as we'll see, for having Levi in the field as opposed to Yehuda in the field, Shimon wants to be made that it's not Yehuda's field. And that way he can now keep his tviya against Levi. Why it might be beneficial to be Levi's and not Yehuda, the Gemara will ask later. So it's coming to say, Lo lezel Shimon la'asid le'la Levi. Shimon cannot be the one who is made for Levi because he is interested. Why is he interested? The Nechale, his interest is that it should be the Tahadale. He wants it ultimately to come back to him. And therefore, he is an interested party.
So how do we read the words with Nesha Achrayuto Alav? Achrayuto Alav only makes sense if he's a seller. He's the one who sold the field, so the Achrayuto of the field comes back to him. If he's the original owner of the field, what to try to say the words with Nesha Achrayuto Alav? We'll have to explain Achrayuto Alav in the Reish as a completely borrowed term. Achrayuto Alav means it's going to be the deeper sense of what achrayuto means. Achrayuto has in it the sense of the bottom line, the acharit. In other words, who is the one that's going to be ultimately responsible for the disposition of this field? Me, the owner. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to see it gets back to me. So in that sense, achrayut doesn't mean I owe somebody else. It's just what it is that, who's going to take responsibility? It's me. Right? That's the same idea. The truth is, the English word responsibility has the same concept in it, because it means the ability to respond, which is based on kodo olim gavar. You only have an ability to respond when it's mine, so I respond. That's my kid crossing the street with the cars coming out. No, obviously, I'm responsible. That's my immediate responsiveness to the fact that this is mine. So over here too, the achrayut means the responsibility that a person is going to pursue that which is his. The lashon of the Rashbam is achrito v'sofo. Achrayuto v'sofo. So he's apparently playing on the relationship of achrayut and acharit v'sof. It's fascinating, right? It's a beautiful idea.
I don't understand what you're talking about. If he's made, what's going to be made? He's going to be made that the field belongs to Levi. If he's going to be made the field belongs to Levi, how can he ever come and say it belongs to me? So, obviously, he's the one, you're saying he's the one that wants to get it back. But the moment that he's made that it belongs to Levi, he can never be a Tavea Levi. Listen, what are you, crazy? Yesterday you came to court, you were made in court that it's my field. Today you want to come and say that Lechatchila, when Reuven sold it to me, that he had stolen it from you. What's wrong with you? So that would be Odaat Baal Din. So in that case, what do you mean he has a desire to get it back by Levi? What kind of interest could he possibly have? So if he already said it belonged to Levi, how can he get it away from Levi? No. It doesn't mean he's made it that it's Levi. It means the Omer Yadana Dayar Lav Yehuda. What he does is he attacks Yehuda's Raya. So whatever the case may be, Yehuda has witnesses. He wants to get rid of Yehuda's witnesses. He brings witnesses to be Makrish Yehuda's witnesses, to be Mazim Yehuda's witnesses. He's posel Ishtar, whatever it is. But he doesn't deal directly with Levi's ownership. So he simply is making sure that this tviya never goes through. Now, over there you'd say, okay, so that would be all right. Says, but then I understand. So what's the point? So then, what's his interest? If he has rayas to be able to get it away from Yehuda, from Levi, why can't he get it away from Yehuda? So if he wants to parcel down Yehuda's rayas, what interest would he have in Levi being there as opposed to Yehuda's being there? The same rayas? No, the Omar, now this is a quote, remember, of a Yesod. It's not meant to be applied as quoted. The abstraction is meant to be applied. So he's saying the yesod of Hasheni Noach Li Arishon Kasha Emen. And obviously, in this case, it's the inverse. The Rishon is Noach Li, and the Sheni is Kasha Emen. But, I mean, the idea is the same. You cannot trust a person where his testimony is going to change the results of a case that he's involved in a suit. You'll say, well, I mean, does it make any difference to him? Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it certainly changes the equation. Well, do you know that it changes it in a way that's beneficial? I don't have to know. I have to know that he's disinterested. And that I don't know, because I have no way of assessing whether this is beneficial to him or not. But you certainly can't say he's coming as an aide that's uninvolved in the issue. He's deeply involved in the issue. And maybe we couldn't accept his aidist. So since that's his problem, it doesn't matter whether he has a raya that would be equally effective against Yehuda or Levi. Even if might be legally equally affected, there might be other issues that he's taking into consideration. Therefore, his aedis is viewed as being self-directed. Or, you know what you could say? There may even be more serious issues than that. The Eboit Ema, Kigon de Itle Sahade Lamar, the Itle Sahade Lamar. Maybe it's talking about that Yehuda has witnesses, and he has witnesses. So now it's important for him to get rid of Yehuda. Because let's say that Yehuda would get it away from Levi. Now he would come to attack with his witnesses. We would have Edut Mukreshet. We said before, in a case where you have Edut Mukreshet, Ukitre Lahadetre. And the land, let it stay wherever it is. So then the Besdin would leave it in the riches of Yehuda. So now he wants to pass on Yehuda from, and to leave the field in Levi, because against Levi, he's got contracts. He's got Aden, which Levi doesn't have. Levi can only go back to Reuven. Shimon's got Raya's that it was his and not Reuven's, but so does Yehuda. So if he gets rid of Yehuda, then his Raya's will stand in a suit against Levi. But if he doesn't get rid of Yehuda, and now he comes to attack Yehuda afterwards, then it's going to be Edut Mukreshet, and his rayas won't stand. Because the court will say, okay, well, it's the same Edus, leave it where it is. Mamela, he has an interest now in possibly Yehuda's tvi'ah.
So that could be the case. Since Omer Rabbanan, Ara Hecha de Kaimu Tekum, since the Rabbanan, as we saw earlier, Paskin, that in such a case we would say Uki Trey Lahadi Trey, and let the land be where it is. That was the idea of a status quo, which doesn't have a din of chazaka, but which has a din of defining what it is that the Bezdin will do, what it is that the Bezdin will act upon. They will follow a status quo, even if it's not a chazaka. So therefore, it would be terrible for him if it gets into the hands of Yehuda. So he needs to keep it in the hands of Levi, and then that he's able to attack. So they're not going to say, now tomorrow we're going to need to know, the Gemara asks, why did we make this crazy complicated case? The problem is Shimon. That's a crazy case. Right? The problem. What's the salient feature of the case? The salient feature is that we're not talking about the one who sold the field. We're talking about the one who owned the field. That's all. You introduce Shimon. So you said, okay, introducing Shimon, the real owner. Good. So now we have a real owner. What do we care if Shimon is coming to testify against Levi, who brought from Reuven, or against Reuven? What do we need the extra piece of the Mechira? Just say, it's a question whether Shimon is believed now to be made that it could stay in the hands of Reuven so he can recover it from Reuven. The extra... Umeidim zeleze amayda. Nogim beidutane. Rachwamayaskina and the katavla dinudvorim ain li al sodazu. Vi katavlo mayav. The atanya imrla kaveira dinudvorim ain li al sodazu. Or ain li esigba. Or yadai misula kotemen u loamaklu. Rachwamayaskina and kishikanu miado. Vikikanu miado mayav. Hare ma'amida b'fnei ba'al chovod, yom ravi ba'ashmu ha'mishmeide shmuel, ha'mocher sada l'chaver shalom ba'achrayot, ein me'id lo aleam b'fnei sh'ma'amida b'fnei ba'al chovod, ha'akum ha'eskin and dekabil aliv ha'achrayot. What do you mean ha'achrayot? Ha'achrayot ha'mat. Hine ma'achrayot di'alma. That makes it worse, not better. Koshikin d'neichalei. Ela ha'achrayot te'at yalei ma'achmatei. So you're saying that misalek nafshe minei is mistalek? Is that true? Mi mistalek v'atanya. Why not just the Salka Beit Rei Minayu v'li Dayne? Shani Sefer Torah d'lishmi akoy. Toshma, ha'omer t'nu mona l'vnei iri, ein danin b'dayanei oto ha'ir, v'ein mevin raya mi'anchei oto ha'ir. Amai, l'salka Beit Rei Nafshayu v'li Dayne? Okay, I'm in Sefer Torah. Toshma, I'm betinu manelani eiri ein danim bedayani otayir vein mevin rayami anche otayir betizbran im shakli dayani mifsile ela ema ein danim bedayani aniye otayir ein mevin rayami aniye otayir vamai listalgo betrain of sharevle dayne ochanami besefer tera vamai korulohu aniim da kol etel sefer tera aniim hein viboy semele yalam kidiktoni aniim mamash ubani ederamu alayu. So late for Beit Rei Minayu and give my the kitzlo, and then they'll be disinterested. You know what? Even if you buy table on the kitzlo, it's still nechlo to give in the ravach, and therefore there's no way to become disinterested. Part. Amai, is it not shmirah ba'alimi? Amar of Papa, the Amar leshmar leayon v'aniyashmar lechalamachar. Reisha is talking about another person who owned the field originally. So Reuven, she goes on to Mishima, umachra lelevi, va'ata Yehuda v'koma arer, dolo lezo Shimon la'asid leila levi. The nechalei the hadra, the kivan the asid like the levi, hechi matzi mafikli mine. Well, the omer yadana dayarad have the yudai. So what's the difference to him? Ubaus chuta the komafikli mi levi lafke mi yehuda. The omer hasheni noachli arishon kashri many or can even be ibaitema could go into itle saadi lamar the itle saadi lamar the omer rabon and ara hecha the kaimateko, which for me is a disaster. Ask the Gemara of a Lukmei Begazlan to be seen.